1440 AM and 97.9 FM WNBS Murray presents Mornings in Murray. Brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank. Mornings in Murray is also brought to you by Iams Funeral Home and Crematory, Max's 641 Towing, by J.H. Churchill Funeral Home and Cremation Services, David Taylor Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Captain D's in Murray, Blaylock Coleman Funeral Home and Cremation Services, and a special thanks to Woodcrafters Galleries in Murray for providing furniture for our studio and waiting area. Time now for Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank.
Good morning, Monday morning that is. Welcome to Mornings in Murray. I'm along here, Glenda Covey, with the famous Neil Bradley.
Yeah.
Yeah. He sounds excited to be here. Reese has got the day off. And
yeah, she heard the rumor that I think Texas Roadhouse is opening in sometime in February, so she's over there in line now.
Is she already lining up?
There's, 30, 40 people lined up right now.
Camped out.
And so I don't know how long she'll be there. Maybe we can at least talk her to coming back in tomorrow. We'll see.
We'll see. Hey, today it's going to be becoming mostly sunny. The sun's finally going to pop out with a high near 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 34. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of sprinkles afternoon, and a high near 51. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, a low around 32. It's funny when those still really feel like warm, warm temperatures, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is a lot better, and I'll certainly take that. And I looked at the foreseeable future, at least the next 10 days. I don't see anything crazy temperature-wise in there, or snow or ice or anything. I know that can change, but as of right now, it doesn't look bad.
According to, I don't know, do you ever follow the Farmer's Almanac?
No, I've thrown them away, but I've never, we used to get them here.
And, well, it says in February we're supposed to have another snow, so we'll see how true it is. We have a great show lined up for you today. Did you see who's on?
I did see who's on.
You want to tell folks?
Well, yeah, let me tell. It's Antonia Faulkner. She's the Callaway County Court Clerk. And then Christian Barnes with MSU Town and Gown. So we got both going there. The town and the gown, not just one of them. So they're going to be our guests today. So it should be a fun day. At least I hope so. Did you watch the football game yesterday at your house?
Oh, I just listened to Keith yell at the TV mostly. Yeah.
Was he for the Swifties or the Ravens? Who was he pulling for?
I think he was for the Swifties. Okay. Yeah, he was for the Swifties.
Two weeks of that now.
Happy about that. But then he was sad when Detroit lost because that's who – thought, and they had like a huge lead, I guess. And he's like, they just blew it.
Yeah. I was pulling for them just because they've had no success as of late.
Yeah.
Finally kind of got in there.
He said, you kind of know what that's like, Glenda. You're a Cubs fan. You get it. And I'm like, oh, ba-dum-bum.
So now in 2 weeks, I watch it with my son and grandsons. And I'm going basically for the food now. I don't care who wins.
The Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That's what I always go for. The food and the commercials.
I don't care. Let me see. I think we had.
So something. You're not a Swifty?
No. I like the Browns, and they have never been to the Super Bowl. They were in the NFL championship game back before the leagues merged, and should have gone to the Super Bowl, and then John Elway messed that up. So anyhow,
a long, long time ago.
That's enough of that. Here's weird. You're talking about the Super Bowl. What do you think most people's favorite part of the Super Bowl is?
Commercials.
What? Over the game?
Yeah.
No. The game's number one. Here's the shocker. Of a poll of 4,730 adults, 32% prefer the game. That means most adults don't care about the game.
They're just there for the party?
32%. 20% say none of it's their favorite. They just show up. 16% the halftime show, 14% the commercials, and I kind of understand this one, Glenda. 11% aren't sure, and then this one I do get. 6% like the announcer's commentary. those announcer groupies, I'm telling you.
You've got some of those groupies, don't you?
It never ends. Yeah, it's never who you really want to be. It's never. It never was.
Never think who you think it's going to be.
And biggest thing in DJ lore is when they show when you see someone who has never met you and is like, you don't really look like I thought you'd look like. It's okay to not look like you're about to throw up when you say that. So anyhow, we'll be back with our first guest right after this.
Do you know how much your house is worth? Most people don't. And knowing it's helpful for making decisions about renovating, financing, and insurance. At the Staples Realty Group, we provide more than just help during the process of buying and selling. We're your trusted real estate advisors who are with you no matter what, even if you're not thinking of moving right now. Call the Staples Realty Group today at 270-992-8774 or visit us at stablesrealty.com.
Whether you need a ride to shop, go to the doctor, or just a trip to visit a friend, Murray Callaway Transit is there for you, servicing all of Murray and Callaway County. You can even charter transportation for a group outing, a corporate event, or church function. Visit murraytransit.com to see their rates for on-demand and route rides. Give them a call now to schedule a ride, 270-753-9725, or stop by 1111 Transit Way in Murray. Enjoy time out and about with Murray Callaway Transit. Connecting our community.
In this new year, the family of friends at J.H. Churchill Funeral Home and Cremation Services renews their pledge of loyalty to our community. In times of great need, they are committed to providing the care, expertise, and understanding your family deserves. Thank you for your trust and friendship, and best wishes for a wonderful new year from J.H. Churchill Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Murray.
Murray Insurance Agency has been a community partner for almost 80 years, and we continue that commitment with Quotes for Community.
For every new quote we provide, we donate $10 to our partner organization of the quarter.
Organizations like Hope Callaway, Playhouse in the Park, Murray and Callaway County Family Resource Service Centers, and more.
By requesting a quote, you become a community partner through our Quotes for the Community program.
Wow, an opportunity to get great coverage at a great price and invest in our community. That's a win-win.
Murray and Callaway County are more than just a place. It's my home, my community, my insurance, my MurrayInsurance.com.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
Welcome back. Our first guest, Antonia Faulkner. She is the Callaway County Court Clerk. You have a all-new system. Did you really need to do that? Why did we change it? Did we really need to do it?
We absolutely had to. The system we were on was from the late 70s, so it was time.
Oh,
it was time.
Late 70s. That is old.
I guess it is time. And how did it go? You know, you were for 2 weeks, I guess it was, you couldn't process things, or people calling you like, hey, I really need to do this. Can't you get this done for me?
Absolutely. That system was completely shut down for this transition. And it, on those 2 weeks, there was a backup, and we respected that and knew it would happen. People were really good to us to know, you know, that's all we can do. When it was open, it didn't go as smoothly as expected. So there were some glitches or bugs or issues that had to be taken care of. And not just locally, it was statewide.
And so that you just mentioned that. This is statewide, not just Callaway County, folks. This is statewide. It's happening. Explain some of the changes to our listeners.
So in the past, it was more a vehicle-based system. Now this is a person-based system. And that explains why now the plate is assigned to the person, not to the vehicle as it's been in the past. So now if there's a transfer of ownership, that plate still belongs to you, and you can utilize that. Okay. Now with this new system, you are transferring thousands and thousands of records over, and you had to go not only with MVL, which is motor vehicle, but also with Department of Revenue for your tax purposes. So all of that migrating into one system, there were just things that came up that people couldn't expect in the programming world or at the clerk's level or at the state level, either one.
All right. Is it working fairly smoothly right now?
It's working. They've identified different problems with the system at the state level, and they're working that out. Every day we get an update on what we can do and what's running smoother, or even if they've found the root of a problem that they can fix. So that's a good feeling for us. We have complete faith in that system. It'll just take a little time.
How will it help your office when it's all running smoothly, like, say, a year down the road? Will it really be helpful for you?
Personally, I feel like in a year when we've had a run-through of every renewal and the owners being in the system to clean these, we're calling them ghost items, right, or catching up on things that just didn't get caught up in the past. Uh-huh. It'll be smooth and fast.
Oh, good. And people like that.
Super streamlined. Okay. Right.
You know, people don't like change. I'm one of those. Like, I hate checking myself out the grocery. Neil loves it. And I'm terrible at it. So I feel sorry for your folks having to learn new things. How are they adjusting to that? Is that all going? And how are people, are they being mean to them? How's our community doing?
No, our community's being kind and courteous. And we get a few little huffs, but we understand that. We might be doing it in the back also. The new system is something to learn, and it's nothing like the system from the past. You know, we've been there for quite a few years and done the same thing, so there is a huge change. And I'm like you. I don't like change. It worked that day, but every day it could have stopped working. Mm-hmm. So that's why we had to upgrade that system. The ladies in the office are great. They know what they're doing. They know what they need to do. Take a deep breath. Walk away. We'll get you taken care of. That's not a problem. The community has been great. There's been some lines and some concerns, but we've got them cleaned up and fixed. And so when they come in 2025, we'll just hit a button and you'll be ready to go.
And see, I've never had any issues over the years in tags or anything. I hand the money, I get tags, I get stickers for the license plate. I've never had any problems. So if you all were having them, I never knew it.
I appreciate that.
I mean, they're great.
Yeah, they're great up there. We've got a great bunch, and we've had to work quite a bit more with our PVA office than we have in the past. So just to know that in our community, the two offices can work well together and get the customer waited on and taken care of, and again, very likely just cleaned out for the future for them.
And this is everything, vehicles and boats, everything like that.
That's right.
Is that correct?
So we'll take care of. So in January is a pretty just your birth month type thing. Mm-hmm. In February, the same way. Now in March, we get into farm plates.
Right.
We get into heavyweight plates, which now is anything 10,000 pounds or more. We have trailers of every sort. So that's going to be a busy time anyway. So we're gonna be busy like we usually would, plus we're going to have to work out these little problems. And again, every day the state's offering those, solving those problems, but we'll still have a few things we'll have to talk through. We would request you have all your paperwork ready, proof of insurance available, and your driver's license. That'll help.
And also they need to pay in cash or check.
Or card.
Oh, you can do card now.
Absolutely. There is that convenience fee as it is anywhere else, but we'll take a card too.
All right. So that makes it pretty easy.
That is. And I'll always bring, because I have to walk back down to the car and get my proof of insurance. I always remember to bring that.
That's important. And even if we didn't ask for it last year, we could very likely need it this year. So,
I always take a picture of mine on my phone. Is that usable or is that not? Do you have to have the actual paper?
We oftentimes have to hold the physical paper,
okay,
but we
all
can
right.
help you to get that printed.
All right. I got you. So that could, because usually I do it just in case I lose it, because I've lost a couple of them.
Understandably.
You go down to the insurance guy, like, yeah, I don't know where mine is.
So. That would be tough. Hold on, officer. Let me go through these 3,000 photos.
Exactly
here,
right.
Here it is.
Yeah. Oh, that's my dog. So that now, this hasn't affected like voter registration or anything like that. If people want to come in.
Right. That's a whole different system.
Okay.
You can come in and do your voter registration. You can do that online, of course.
Right, right.
And take care of those details. And you can call anytime and we have someone that can help you with that over the phone.
And what about specialty plates? I see them. I mean, I have a Murray State plate. Mm-hmm. What's the process for that? Do you do that there? Or is that an online thing?
No, we do have all the specialty plates available. There's a few that you have to order per person. So we could help you get that done. If you want it personalized, if you want to pick the digits or the letters on that, you can go to drive.ky.gov. There's a drop bar for that, and you can pick what kind of plate and what you want it to say. They're going to email you and say, go to your clerk's office, and they'll help you with the next step of the transition.
Right.
I bet you've seen some over the years. Share some story. Like, you know, like Neil's pretty basic, but I bet you've seen some funny ones over the years.
Well, I just think recently, speaking of the Murray State plate, those digits are put on there just randomly. So Callaway County just happened to get the one that was H0T, number, number, number. Well, on the license plate, it looks like H-O-T, number, number, number. So it was hot, so-and-so.
And you look really vain, like, pretty. Yeah.
So several people chose not to get that Murray State plate until we get run through all of those. So that was pretty good right now.
Now I want to change mine. I want that.
They want to be hot, don't you?
Well, be like the DJ. Like, hey, no, you need to get your play changed. Michael Adams, the Secretary of State, gave a report on elections and things like that. And one thing that jumped out, he wants to see more voting machines, if that's possible. Is that a good thing if you have the money and people? Is that good, or do you like it the way it is right now?
I like it the way it is, but we do put more machines than some other, how would I say that? We do it more than in the past. So okay. Used to, you maybe had one or two machines per precinct. So now you're going to see multiple machines. And our County Board of Elections are very aware of, we have this many workers to utilize. We have this much equipment to utilize. Where's the best place to put that?
Right.
So different reasons are going to cause for lines, and we try to think of every election how to do that to make it streamlined. The last thing we want to do is discourage somebody from going to vote. A great thing we have is that early voting anymore.
Yes.
Wonderful. Take advantage of that. It is the best. And then, of course, if there's a reason you can't be here for that, we have absentee voting still. And then finally, that election day.
Yeah, and the thing that I really liked that held over from the pandemic, we learned some good things, and this was one of them. As I was at work the day, I wanted to vote, and I don't want to drive. Like, I could go up over to North Elementary and do my voting. It was easy. Rocked up there and voted without having to wait in line or go across town to somewhere else.
You can go to any of the polling places.
Any of the vote centers, yes, ma'am. It's been great. It's been great because one whole activity is telling people, oh, this is not your precinct from the past, and you need to drive all the way over here. And people got discouraged, especially at 5 or 5:30.
Yeah.
So now you're at your place. We'll offer you the ballot based on your precinct, and you'll vote there. So we've got 8 vote centers for May of 2024, and then again, we'll have the same vote centers in November of 2024.
What about needs? Do you need poll workers? Do you need anything like that, or are you pretty well stocked?
Always need people on a volunteer list. Our lists are full right now, but we always need that overflow. Anything could happen these days or any time, sickness or that sort of thing. So we train each poll worker each election. If they need extra training or they just have questions, we're always available for that. And Miss Melissa Stark and Mr. William Cowan and Sheriff Nikki Knight are always ready to talk to anybody and let them know what's going on.
And I've been up there on election night. You talk about a smooth looking operation. I mean, it rolls in. You guys have been doing it so long together, you know the drill, what happens when this stuff comes in, how to tabulate them, and it gets out pretty quick.
The ladies in our office they've had a long day too. And it's a lot going on, and we're going to be there after 6, and we want it to be smooth. We want it to be concise and streamlined and to the point with no questions or concerns, and they've done a great job for me all these years.
All right. Anything you want to leave us with?
No. Appreciate all the community. Please continue to be patient. We'll take care of this, and any questions about elections or motor vehicles, feel free to call or email us.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks for being with us.
I appreciate y'all.
Callaway County Court Clerk Antonia Faulkner. We'll be right back with more after this.
It's time to hear sound the way your brain is built to hear with the Intrigue AI rechargeable hearing aid at Audibel. This technological breakthrough is so sophisticated, it can make 80 million adjustments an hour. They're waterproof, sweatproof, and they last over 40 hours on a single charge. Nobody else does that. The Intrigue AI is the biggest leap forward in hearing technology ever. Get it at Audibel, Paducah, Murray, and Eddyville. Helping you hear well at Audibel.
Looking to do some pheasant hunting, but you just don't have the time to travel the Midwest? Not a problem. There's plenty of pheasant hunting to be had right here in Tennessee. Branching Out Game Birds offers a tastefully designed guided hunt, all while taking in the beautiful Land Between the Lakes area. No hunting license required, no bag limit, and it's very affordable. They've even got their own hunting dogs ready to tag along with you. Branching Out Game Birds, a memorable pheasant hunting experience for everyone. Find them on Facebook and at branchingoutgamebirds.com.
We love to see you.
Q Taylor for David Taylor Chrysler, Dodge Jeep Ram of Murray, Mayfield, and Benton. The new year is here. It's 2024. This month, we are celebrating the Start Something New sales event. This month, we are offering 10% off MSRP rebates on new Ram 1500s, 2500s, and 3500s. We are also offering 3.9% APR financing for 60 months on new 2023 Chrysler Pacificas. Shop all three stores' inventory at DTCAutoGroup.com. It's a new year and a new you. How about a new ride? Let's build the deal together. And as always, we love to see you happy.
We love to see you happy. David Taylor, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram.
For nearly three decades, there have been celebrations, excitement, moments, and memories. 30 years of Arch Madness at Enterprise Center. And it begins here in downtown St. Louis. The 2024 State Farm Missouri Valley Conference Men's Basketball Championship, presented by Valley Sports South and Great Southern Bank, tips off March 7th through 10th. Celebrate 30 years of Arch Madness at Enterprise Center. Get your tickets now at archmadness.com.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's gotta be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at Salsa Night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools to help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Continue with Mornings and Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
All right, more with Glenda in a bit, but right now we're going to talk about some sports, and it really wasn't the best of weekends for Murray State. The men's team watching a 20-point lead drift away in a loss to SIU on Saturday, and then the women yesterday. Lacey Stokes scored 16 points as Missouri State rallied from 13 down at the half. They outscored Murray State 52-29 in the second half on the way to an 84-74 win. That handed the Racers their first home loss of the season. Murray State looked like they were in control, up 45-32 at the half. The game turned over in the next 10 minutes when the visitors outscored the Racers 32-11 in the third quarter, forcing 11 turnovers, turning that into 15 points. Murray State had 28 turnovers. That led to 29 points for Missouri State. The Racers were led by 19 points from Haven Ford, 15 from Abel Learn. The Racers 13-5 overall, 6-3 in the Valley, but they've lost three of their last four. They'll head to Belmont Friday night. You can hear from the coaches Rochelle Turner and Steve Prohm today on Racer Report Live at Hot Pound Brew Pub, and the tape show will air tonight at 6 on Froggy 103.7. The Hot Pound Brew Pub is today at noon. Women scored some yesterday. UIC beat Indiana State 76-48, Valpo 70, Evansville 59, Belmont 72, SIU 64, Alabama 91, Kentucky 74, Louisville 77, Pitt 58, Ole Miss beat Tennessee 80-75, and South Carolina down Vandy 91-74. Men's scores of note: UAB 97, Memphis 88, Youngstown State defeated Northern Kentucky 82-52. Murray High's quest for a boys' Kentucky All-A Classic state title came to a halt with a 61-45 loss to defending champion Evangel Christian Saturday night in the semifinals in Corbin. Evangel Christian beat Newport 69-62 in yesterday's championship game. The Tigers 18-6. They'll be back in action Friday night in the Crosstown Classic after tomorrow's game with Tillman was canceled. The Murray girls, they're 4-10, and they'll play for the first time since January 19th. They visit 3-13 Trigg County for a 7:30 game. We'll have it for you at 7 on WNBS. The 8-8 Callaway County boys host 7-13 Christian Fellowship tonight at 6. Randy McCallum has coverage starting at 5:40 on 104.5 WBZB. The Super Bowl matchup set. Kansas City takes on San Francisco February 11th in Las Vegas. The Chiefs beat the Ravens 17-10 in Baltimore. The 49ers came back to beat the Lions 34-31. Grizzlies fell to the Pacers 116-110 yesterday, and the Blues beat the LA Kings 4-3 in overtime. Celebrity birthdays: Adam Lambert, 42, the American Idol runner-up, tours with Queen. Justin Hartley, 47, he plays Kevin on This Is Us. Sarah Gilbert, 49, Darlene on Roseanne. Heather Graham, 54, Felicity Shagwell and Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. Oprah Winfrey is 70, and this one will make you feel old. The commissioner on Blue Bloods, the head guy on Magnum PI, and Monica's boyfriend on Friends, Tom Selleck, is 79.
Is he really? I heard their Blue Bloods is over. This is the last.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I'm sure it's a good show.
Tom Selleck is having a problem with it. He says it's still high in the ratings. They shouldn't be cutting the show, but wow. I guess CBS, I guess that's what it's on, is saying it's over. But 79, I guess it is time to retire.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Who knows? So that's what we have for you.
He's probably made a little more money in TV than we have radio, you think?
I would think so.
Just,
I mean,
just maybe a little.
The big money radio guys, there's maybe five of them in the nation. I mean, it just doesn't pay big money.
And Neil Bradley's not one of them.
No, I'm not one of them. Howard Stern, people like that, like them or not. I mean, they still make big money, no doubt about it.
I have a sports question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
What's your? I mean, you called. Gosh, I don't even know if you know how many games you've called over the years. What is your favorite one? Can you narrow it down to one?
Just a game?
Your favorite one.
Probably the Racers win against Marquette now, as far as the favorite game in the NCAA tournament. John Morant got a triple-double, had an amazing dunk. So I think that was probably it. Favorite moment was Denaro Thomas winning an NCAA tournament game against Vanderbilt in terms of especially basketball.
So, exciting times.
Had a bunch of them.
How is he? Is he behaving himself these days?
Doing fine. He's rehabbing, out for the season with a shoulder injury, and will return next season. So it's kind of a rough year for him on the court with the injury, and then off the court, those things hopefully are behind him, I think.
You gave him a good talking to and said straighten up.
Yeah. He and I are so close. So, but I mean, we're friends, but I try to make it a habit not to have players' phone numbers in my phone. That way, if anybody asks me, I can tell them I don't have them because I don't. So that makes it pretty easy. We'll take a break and be right back.
Thurman Insurance Agency offers the best coverage to fit your unique personal and business needs. They're an independent agency that works with over a dozen different insurance providers to come up with the best plan for you and save you the most money. Whether you're looking for home, auto, or commercial insurance, Thurman Insurance Agency has got you covered. Stop in today for a quote and see what Thurman Insurance Agency can do for you. 1211 Story Avenue in Murray. Call 270-761-1030 or find them on Facebook.
Are you searching for a compassionate and trusted funeral home to honor your loved ones? Look no further than IMES Funeral Home and Crematory, where six generations we have dedicated ourselves to providing genuine care and support to our region. At IMES Funeral Home and Crematory, we make a promise to our community: unparalleled service at reasonable prices. We believe that everyone deserves a dignified farewell without the burden of exorbitant costs. We'll listen to your needs, provide guidance, and handle all the necessary arrangements with compassion and attention to detail. Whether you're looking for a traditional funeral service or cremation options, we have a wide range of offerings to meet your needs. We go above and beyond to create a truly meaningful and healing experience for your family and friends. Remember, you're not alone. IMES Funeral Home and Crematory is here to walk this journey with you. Call us today at 753-7000 or look us up online at imesfuneralhome.com. Nothing compares to the attention you receive from a family-owned funeral home.
It belongs in a museum.
No, that one wasn't. Let me try.
It belongs in a museum.
No. That's not. All right. How about.
You there. It belongs in a museum.
Oh, jeez. Sorry, Muffins.
Babe, what on earth are you doing?
Oh, hey, honey. I'm just practicing my Indiana Jones whip-cracking technique for the next time we go to Trends and Treasures, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, how about instead of doing that, we just go to Trends and Treasures right now?
Really? Oh, babe, that's an amazing idea. Hey, can I bring my Indy whip?
No!
Aw.
Trends and Treasures in Murray is your destination for discovery. Scour over 30,000 square feet of incredible items you won't find anywhere else. Trends and Treasures on South 12th Street in Murray and online at thisplaceishuge.com.
Aw.
Pioneer Management Trailer Sales is your one-stop shop for all your trailer needs. They have new and used trailers of all types and sizes, and they've got something for everyone at prices that you won't find anywhere else. Stop in today for 40% off any 40-foot trailer in stock, or take advantage of 10% off any other trailer in stock when you mention hearing this ad on Froggy. Pioneer Management Trailer Sales, 1322 East Wood Street in Paris. Find them on Facebook or call them at 731-641-4223.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
Welcome back. Lots of things happening. We're going to get you caught up on everything. Humane Society wants to remind you they're in need of puppy food, diamond puppy food to be specific, to feed all the puppies that were taken in over the holidays. So if you can help with that, you can drop it off at the George Weeks Community Center or even at the animal shelter. Either way, they will get it to them.
Playhouse in the Park wants you to know that it is time to sign up for their, after-school classes. Tadpoles, that's open for grades K through 3, and Froglets open for grades 4 through 7. To sign up, go to playhousemurray.org.
Murray Parks baseball and softball sign-ups are open right now. Contact the office for more information, 762-0325.
You can register now for 4-H Camp. It's held May 27th through the 30th in Dawson Springs, home of my dog, Chevy. Call the extension office at 753-1452. Be sure to add 270 on that.
Every first Tuesday of the month at the Callaway County Library is Cooking Through the Calendar, brought to you by the Callaway County Extension Office. Learn how to make fun and nutritious recipes. It's free. No registration required. Just show up. It starts at 10:30 a.m. on the first Tuesday of the month.
Registration opens February 27th for driver's license renewal at Murray Callaway County, or at the Murray CFSV Center. That's going to be held on March 12th. And then another registration opens July 24th for renewal on August 8th at the Week Center. For either event, go to drive.ky.gov to register.
Friday, February 2nd, which is just around the corner, the West Kentucky Boat and Outdoor Show is going to happen at CFSB Center. Friday, they're going to be there from 4 to 8, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 11 to 4.
Eagle Viewing Van Tour from 9 to noon at Land Between the Lakes is $15 per person. That's happening on Saturday, February 3rd. Reservations are required, though, if you want to do that, 270-924-2020.
The USDA Forest Service is having a public bison auction. They're trying to manage the herd size at LBL. The auction is going to be held at the Elk and Bison Prairie on Saturday, February 3rd. Bidder registration and viewing begins at 8 a.m. And as Jim Taylor said, once you buy it, it's yours. Have a plan to take it home.
Okay.
He told some stories. I guess people buy it and then going to put it in the back seat of their car. They just they have no way to do it.
Okay, that's good to know. Daddy Daughter Dance, sponsored by Journey Church for K through fifth grade, is going to be Wednesday, February 7th. There's the dance, there's snacks, there's a photo booth, and they're going to hold that at the center from 6:30 to 7:30 Wednesday, February 7th.
Galentine Sip and Shop at Puckett's Jewelry in Benton. It's going to be have a trunk show, giveaways 4 to 7, Saturday, February 8th. Make plans now.
You know where Galentine's Day comes from?
I have no idea.
Parks and Rec.
Ah.
It's in an episode of that. They actually use it two different times, but it's for gals to celebrate the day before Valentine's Day. So it's generally held on the 13th, and then Valentine's Day is on the 14th.
I wonder what they call... I like to celebrate it on the 15th because then everything's half price.
I don't know.
Cheapskate day? I don't know.
Yeah, that I would admit, I would give advice to the guys, don't do that. Do not do that. Even if she says, oh, it's okay, don't.
Don't anyway.
Do not fall for that trap for any way. I did have this, and man, most roadside convenience stores don't really want you using their bathrooms, and you don't really want to, really.
Sometimes you just
really
have to.
But sometimes you have to, and only in Kentucky. Six hop shops, oddly enough, that's what they're called, in northern Kentucky have installed big red buttons in their bathrooms saying, do not push this button. But there's also an image of their mascot, Hopper the Frog, winking, which says, go ahead and push the button. And if you do, it turns into a turns the bathroom into a dance club. It's got lights, a disco ball, and music. Manager says the disco party bathrooms have gone viral on social media. There's such a big draw. People are coming just to go to the bathroom. She even says, I had a 60-year-old woman who came out of the restroom and told me it was the best day of her life. And, wow. And then a woman proudly says she celebrated her 20th birthday visiting all six Hop Shops disco bathrooms in northern Kentucky.
The things they think of.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with our next guest after this.
Hickory Woods Senior Living Community in Murray is truly committed to loving their residents, and it shows. Whether it's independent living, assisted living, or their garden's personal care, the staff at Hickory Woods can accommodate any of their residents' needs. Their all-inclusive pricing provides amenities like personal shoppers, monthly doctor's visits, home-cooked meals from farm to table, and so much more. Visit Hickory Woods Senior Living today to find out more. 84 Utterback Road in Murray, or call 270-759-8700.
In today's world, having to pick up the phone and call someone can be a hassle. From pressing a lot of buttons to get an actual person on the phone to waiting on hold forever, it can stress you out. I'm Leah Brewer, manager of the TMB Solution Center, and I want to assure you that if you have to pick up the phone to call us, we will answer and be ready to assist you with whatever need you may have. Just another reason you'll want to say, that's my bank.
We are the Brewery Bank.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At West Kentucky Rural Electric Cooperative, they're powering a better way of life for their members. They start by investing in new technology that makes your power supply more reliable, all while helping control costs. Then they add more online services and payment options, making things more convenient than ever before. Throw in a convenient website and informative Facebook page with lots of friendly folks who are ready, willing, and able to help. Tie it all up with a powerful commitment to build stronger communities through financial support and volunteer services, and what you've got is a local community electric cooperative you can be proud to be a part of. Visit Murray's brand new office location at 1601 North 12th Street. Check them out online at WKRECC.com or search West Kentucky Rural Electric Cooperative on Facebook. And find out how your electric cooperative is powering a better way of life for you and your community. West Kentucky Rural Electric, your local Touchtone Energy Cooperative.
So you're addicted to drugs, so you feel hopeless. It's like a never-ending hole that you can't get out of.
You lose touch with the real people who love you.
And you feel like you're just a burden on everybody that knows you. But what I'd like to tell you right now is that's not the case. Reach out. I promise you that your life can be turned around and something beautiful be created.
Kentucky is here to help you. Call 833-8-KY-HELP or visit the website findhelpnowky.org to begin your journey to recovery. Paid for by the Kentucky Office of Drug Control Policy.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it.
And now get a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Find us at straighttalk.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only, excludes taxes and fees.
We continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
Sorry, tangled up in my headphones here. Let's say good morning to Christian Barnes. Christian from MSU, you brought a friend with you.
I sure did. Jennifer Robertson, who has been helping me to co-lead the Town and Gown program here in the last couple of months and is doing a great job.
Well, Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Is one of you town, the other gown? Is that, I just didn't know how that worked.
Sure. Well, you know, and yes, we'll go with that, Neil.
Okay, let's do
and,
that. Gotcha.
I think it depends on the day which one is the town and which one is the gown. So
because you have to do both. You just yeah, can't
absolutely.
Do one.
Absolutely. It but takes both.
It does. It certainly does. What about things that you have, any events that you have coming up you want to tell people about?
We are in the midst of planning, and in the midst of planning events and planning some partnership growth. So that's always a huge focus, is how can we grow the Town and Gown program? How can we get more businesses, more organizations involved? Because again, back to it taking both, the university, as I always say, the university and Murray Callaway County would not be what they are without each other.
True. 100%.
And so it takes both of us to work together. And I always say I think it's an easy job, because it goes back to our founding, when Rainey T. Wells took all that, when took the $115,000 to the state to vie for the normal school. And that's what made all the difference.
Jennifer, how did you get involved in this?
So I started at Murray State a year and a half ago. And I actually worked directly with Christian, and he got promoted, so I followed in his footsteps. So I became the Director of Donor Engagement and Communication. So with that job, we do Town and Gown. So,
you know, it is so important to have Murray State here in this community. I think, how many students are there right now?
So we roughly probably have about shy of 9,500 is our total enrollment. Of course, we had our largest freshman class in the institution's 101-year-old history.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing growth right there, when you can say it that way.
It's very exciting, and we had 1,660 students was the total fall enrollment for our first-time freshmen.
And for the Town and Gown, and I'll be brutally honest, like when the students go home at Christmas for like 1 or 2 days, like, not much traffic. But then you start to notice it's not as vibrant. The businesses aren't as busy.
Right.
It's just, I don't like it. For 2 days, it's okay. Then after that, I don't like it that way. I
say,
like the students here.
It's the natural ebb and flow to it. But,
that's right.
But, the students are, of course, are at the university, our lifeblood. And I think part of the and an integral part of the lifeblood here in our community.
You know, that's how it is at my church. I go in on Sunday when they're gone home, and I'm like, what happened? Is everybody sick? Where did they go? It's empty. You know, but when they're there, they're pulling out extra chairs, which is nice.
Of course, we had some wonky weather last, the week before last. And so that was the week of classes starting in the spring. And so, but we're back to a full normal operational schedule this week.
Jennifer, when you visit with businesses or talk with them about being involved in Town and Gown, how does that go? How do you introduce yourself, and how's the process?
So I actually haven't got to do that yet.
Oh, okay.
So we're in the process again of making those plans and integrating out those. And what we always have a few people in mind that we would like to reach out to,
right.
The individuals and businesses that we know are already engaged with the university. And so this is just like another step forward to get involved with the university and show how the university can help our community. What Town and Gown really has taken the direction with the program is, where are the needs of our community,
right?
And the resources we have at the university when it involves research and faculty and our students, how can we integrate those resources in our community to meet those needs?
I think you find a lot of people you wind up talking to are alumni.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
A lot of folks, as yourself, Christian, come to Murray State and stay.
Yes. Absolutely, yes. I'm one of those.
That's what I mean.
I've in August, I'll have been here 10 years.
And that's a great thing. Neil and I have talked about this before. no matter where you are, an airport or somewhere else, you're wearing a Murray State t-shirt and you hear, oh, I went to Murray State, or my cousin went to Murray State, or Murray State has made quite a name for themselves.
I don't know how many times I've, like you said, have been in an airport or walking across the crosswalk to a restaurant in Panama City, and I hear somebody yell out of a car, "Go Racers!"
I was in Puerto Rico in a cab and had Murray State stuff on, and Popeye Jones.
This is
pre-John Moran. Popeye Jones. Yes, Popeye Jones. So he knew. Like, yeah, that's it.
But that's the rule I have for myself. Anytime I am traveling in an airport, anywhere else across state lines, I always travel in Murray State gear.
But we you know, talk about athletics, but it does impact the brand of the university. But the whole purpose of the university is to educate and I think to make better citizens once that you have people leave here. But what I want to talk about is how I see students really impacting the community in charities, all sorts of volunteer work. They make it a better place through their work and vision, whether it's individually or with the fraternities, sororities, or other groups.
Right. Well, and again, we have a vibrant student population, and our students, they want to get involved. They want to, you know, again, Murray has been always known for so many years now as one of the friendliest small towns in America. And I feel like we make good on that promise. And, you know, any way that our businesses and our and banks and other individuals throughout the community can integrate our students is so important. And again, they want to do that. They want to give back. Again, we, like you mentioned, our fraternities and sororities, they actually have the highest GPA on campus versus the students who are not involved. And so again, they take real seriousness in their academic work and giving back to the community and philanthropy and in so many other ways.
And this also helps. I remember being a junior and had my suite mate across the hall living on campus, and said something about going downtown, and he went, "What? Downtown? Murray has a downtown?" He didn't know. He's a junior. He'd been here 3 years and had no idea.
Right.
And I don't know that happens anymore.
Sure.
That you're here 3 years. And that, to me, also is a big part of town. Yeah, here's everything we have to offer,
right,
and here's everything the university has to offer.
And that's an important piece, too. So Jen and I both are involved and sit on the board for Murray Main Street. Mm-hmm. And so we work with Dina Wright and her staff and those volunteers to make sure that the university is involved in those conversations when they have events, and especially when it comes to our Town and Gown Community Chorale and community band, making sure, of course, that holiday concert every year in December.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Which I will go ahead, and there is a date that is set.
Oh.
So if you are a extra planner, December the 6th, that Friday evening, will be the Murray Main Street Merriment and also the Town and Gown Community Concert or Holiday Concert.
Breaking news.
Write it down.
So,
Jen, I'm going to put on my Joe Pat James hat and tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am from Paris, Tennessee. I've lived in Murray for about 12 years. I'm a Murray State alum, so I actually come from the corporate world. I worked at Walmart for about 15 years. I did HR operations, different types of things through the years. And I went to school full time. That was fun. I went on my lunch breaks. So I always found it very important to have a college degree and like work for my job too. So it took me a little longer to get through school than it would a normal student. So I was a non-traditional student for a little while. And then I met Christian, had an interview with him, and it has changed my life. I absolutely love working for Murray State. And so I have a 2.5-year-old. His name's Gray. And then my husband, Kyle Robertson, he also works at Murray State, but he's a local musician that has played around town for a really long time.
All right. And now that you have a title, you can have them in Paris get on finishing that four lane. Just tell them who you are. We need that done as soon as possible.
Please.
But it's awesome. We really appreciate having anything else you want to leave us with before we head out?
Well, if you know, for those who are listening and would like to get involved with Town & Gown, we would love to have you. There are multiple ways we can do that. Just go to murraystate.edu/town-and-gown.
All right. Thanks to Christian Barnes and Jennifer Robertson, MSU Town & Gown.
Thank you
so
much.
This is Allie Robertson of Allie Robertson CPA, and I'd like to welcome you to the 2023 edition of Tax Season. Every new tax season comes with a new set of challenges, but that doesn't mean you have to go it alone. Let us help you navigate through all of the regulations, exceptions, and hard to understand legal jargon that every taxpayer dreads. With us by your side, tax season doesn't have to be a dirty word. Allie Robertson CPA in Hazel. Call us today for an appointment or visit us on Facebook.
Now under new ownership, Blaylock Coleman Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Murray services Callaway, Marshall, and Henry counties. New owners John and Melanie Nix and their staff would be honored to assist you with personalized services, including pre-arrangements, memorial, funeral, and cremation services, and pet cremation as well. Blaylock Coleman Funeral Home is located at 713 South 4th Street at the intersection of 4th and Glendale in Murray. Contact them anytime at 270-753-6800 or online at BlaylockColemanFuneralHome.com.
Oh, hiya, Daphne. What are you doing, doll?
Hey, Biscuit. Oh, you know, just taking my person for a walk.
Sheesh, tell me about it. I swear I had to wag my tail for 2 hours to get my person to grab the leash. Hey, Daphne, you done something to your fur?
Oh, what? This old rug? Nah, nothing really.
Darling. Don't throw rocks in my face and tell me that kibbles and bits. I know a new fur do when I see one. And sister, you are sporting something fierce.
Okay, well, I may have recently gotten a makeover at
Donna's pet grooming
and
daycare. Ha ha ha, Jinx, you owe me a milk bone.
How'd you know?
Oh, come on, sweetheart. All dogs know about
Donna's pet grooming and
daycare.
Oh! Ha ha, Jinx, now you owe me a milk bone.
Oh, Daphne, you're a monster.
With a little help from Donna's Pet Grooming and Daycare, your pet will look so good it might just rub off on you. Donna stays booked, so book your pet's appointment early. Call 270-761-PETS. Doggy daycare spots available now at Donna's Pet Grooming and Daycare in Murray.
Quality time
with Taco John's.
You never forget the big moments, like devouring your first slice of crispy oven-baked taco pizza loaded with 7 layers of fresh taco toppings,
or your very second slice, or third, or fourth.
Try new taco pizza for a limited time at Taco John's.
With 6 crunchy beef tacos plus a pound of potato olays, our 6-pack and a pound is perfect for date night, movie night, 1,000-piece puzzle night, camping, tailgates, payday, birthdays, or any day that ends in Y. The 6-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's.
We continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
Well, we kept Christian Barnes around for a little bit longer because an awesome event happened Friday. I'm going to let him tell you about it because it's pretty spectacular right here in Callaway County. Christian, tell folks what I'm talking about.
So for the last 5 years, or nearly 5 years, I've attended a church here in Murray called Purpose Church. And we started out in the Marriott Hotel and now have and then went to Murray or Callaway County Middle School for a few years, and now we're in an old grocery store that's been renovated. And
wait, I got to stop you right there because it was called Save-A-Lot. And you know, why did they change the name?
Yep. Yeah. And so we are very blessed to have that facility and incredibly blessed to have Dustin and Allie McLean as the lead pastors for our church. But to your question, the church had the opportunity to give back in a really incredible way. On Friday, they took 440 pairs of shoes to every child at Southwest Elementary.
Wow.
So every child received a new pair of shoes?
Every child. Wow. And the really, really neat thing about it is they were all personalized. Because they went, the church staff went to, and volunteers went to the school several weeks before and asked and spoke to every child, measured their foot, and asked them, what colors do you like? You know, what are your favorite colors? Do you like Nikes? Do you like Adidas? Do you like Vans? And so that is just one part of their ministry. They want to make sure that every child feels loved, that every child has a pair of shoes to go home to. And so it was I wasn't able to be there on Friday, but just from pictures and videos, it was just amazing to see.
Really a great thing that your church did for the kids.
Again, very just a great way to impact our school systems and our kids and our community, and that's something they plan to continue, just to find multiple ways that we can just share some love.
So they'll get some of the other schools. I know they did East last time, yep. Southwest this time, so they'll just keep going.
They will.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
If you've recently had the immense pleasure of enjoying a Maxxis 641 towing two-handed double high-five, which of course comes free with every tow, then odds are you may be feeling a bit chapped in your high-five region. The friendly staff at Maxxis 641 Towing proudly offers their clinically proven and patent-pending high-five hand cream. Though just the most whimsical of dollops on each hand will leave you feeling smooth and ready to high-five to your heart's content. Maxxis 641 Towing in Murray, 270-753-9131.
Hey, honey, you know how you're always talking about wanting to visit the Sistine Chapel in Rome?
Yeah?
Well, check it out. I've painted an exact replica of Michelangelo's creation of Adam on our bedroom ceiling!
Oh my God.
Time to call Perseverance Painting. Licensed and insured for both commercial and residential, Perseverance Painting is a 5-star team of honest, reliable painters ready to work anywhere within an hour of Murray. 270-226-4333.
Ah, feeling the cool, calming breeze. The wind blowing gently through my hair. I just love Union City weather.
Jerry, the temperatures have been down in the bottom of the freezer, and you're talking about a cool wind blowing through your hair? Jerry, you don't have any hair.
I got a few, maybe 100, just like our inventory, full of late model cars and trucks at Jerry Ward Autoplex.
Jerry, what are you doing?
I'm feeling so good, I'm going to make like I'm in Hawaii. And maybe have the front showroom decorated too.
Jerry, what's that around your neck?
It's called a loo, and I ordered straight from Honolulu.
Jerry, it's called a lay, and you might need to lay down with all this wind you're blowing.
Now come see us at 524 East Reelfoot Avenue in Union City. No matter the weather, but the deal's always better at Jerry Ward Autoplex.
Like Jerry always says, don't dream it, drive it.
We continue with Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank.
Well, today you're going to see the sun, we hope, becoming mostly sunny later today, a high near 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of sprinkles again. Afternoon, a high near 51. And Tuesday night, low around 32, mostly cloudy.
Well, we're probably on our phones way too much, and some of us use our smartphones worry-free, but some don't. Here are four phone habits that could be signs of anxiety. First, doom scrolling. That's when you constantly search for disturbing news, even though that news never makes you feel any better. And this could be a sign of anxiety and even the cause of your anxiety in the first place. You ever had to do that?
You know what? No, I hide everybody that
right?
causes me anxiety.
There you
yeah.
go. It's a good way.
I don't follow the news. I figure you'll tell me if
there
I need to know.
Avoiding people by using your phone. Have you ever acted like you were on your phone to avoid talking to someone? Glenda, have you ever acted like you were on the phone to avoid talking to someone?
Better get off my phone. Sorry.
If you're avoiding real-life interactions in favor of your phone, it could be a sign of anxiety. The inability to put your phone down, if you have trouble separating from your phone, especially in times when you don't need it, that can point to anxiety. And then panic when your phone isn't working. If you feel super nervous or panicky when your phone dies or you don't have Wi-Fi, then it could be a problem.
I think a lot of us have problems with our phones. You know who has the biggest problem with their phones?
Who's
people
that?
Who cannot drive without texting.
Ouch.
I need my own set of lights. I would be arresting people left and right. That's one of my biggest
All
pet
right.
peeves.
Well, we thank Christian Barnes and also Antonia Faulkner for being with us tomorrow. Who are our guests going to be?
Lisa Cope's going to be here. She's going to tell us about all the happenings at Playhouse in the Park. And then our friend Kathy Hodge is going to be here with the Humane Society.
Hope you'll tune in. Maybe Reese will be back tomorrow. She'll get out of line there at Texas Roadhouse, and we'll be back tomorrow with another show.
You've been listening to Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank. Mornings in Murray was also brought to you by Iams Funeral Home and Crematory, Max's 641 Towing, David Taylor Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, J.H. Churchill Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Captain D's in Murray, Blaylock Coleman Funeral Home and Cremation Services, and a special thanks to Woodcrafters Galleries in Murray for providing furniture for our studio and waiting area. Join us weekday mornings at 8 for Mornings in Murray, brought to you by the Murray Bank. That's my bank on 1340 AM and 97.9 FM WMBS Murray.